Hey everybody, this is the Grill Sergeant, and I want to thank you for downloading Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who make this virtual tailgate party a free ride every week. Thanks again for making Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing podcasts in America.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your walk, kids said, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio, a very special Thanksgiving episode. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we certainly appreciate you downloading this episode of Tailgate Radio. We have got, it's a Thanksgiving-themed show. What else can we say? It is, as this episode is dropping this week, we're doing it a couple of days before our normal Thursday, because Thursday's Thanksgiving Day, and our guest this week is actually going to help you make that Thursday a fantastic one. We've got the executive chef for Butterball. Chef Tony Sita is joining us, and he's going to talk to us about how you can prepare your Butterball turkey to make it excellent. And we've got a great interview with him. I'm excited to have him on. This is an extremely busy time of year for him and the folks over at Butterball, as they are responsible for about 1 in 4 turkeys that sits on your table or out in your parking lot or wherever it is that you consume that turkey. Butterball is an American tradition, a name that everybody recognizes, and we're certainly excited to have Chef Tony giving us his tips and how to best cook that turkey in some creative ways. And he's a big tailgater as well, so he's going to talk to us about how to prepare the bird outside as well. So don't touch that dial. We've got Chef Tony Sita from Butterball joining us a little later in the show after the first break. And folks, I just want to, before we go any further, I want to, on behalf of everybody here at Tailgate Radio, to extend a very special Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We hope you're enjoying it with your friends and family, and that everyone is safe, and you get to enjoy food, football, friends, all those things during this Thanksgiving season here in the U.S. And if you're in Canada, and we do have a lot of listeners in Canada, you can play this next October when your Thanksgiving is. And for those of you that don't celebrate Thanksgiving, we wish you all the best as well. So I want to talk to you before we get started this week and bring Chef Tony in, just to tell you about some of the things going on with Tailgate Radio. As we had mentioned before, we're building out our new studio, and it's funny because we had a little bit of a glitch today with our interview with Chef Tony. Nothing that he did, but our power went out in the studio because they were working outside on putting some new lines in. And so it was he was very patient with us to make sure that he got the word out about Butterball, and we were very thankful for him being patient with us during our transition into our new studio, and it's going to be fantastic. And we'll talk about that more as it gets a little closer to launch. We're looking at probably right before Christmas, we're going to have our brand new studio up and running, and it's going to really create some new opportunities for us that we haven't had here at Tailgate Radio that I think you'll enjoy as well. For those of you that are going to be out in the parking lot this Thursday, we're going to have Ashley in just a little later with this week's Thanksgiving weather report from the Weather Center. and she's going to give us the lowdown on what's going on weather-wise. I know there is a cold front that's blowing in across the country in the Midwest, making its way down to us here in Texas, and we'll see where that lands us on Thanksgiving Day and on Sunday for the rest of the NFL docket, as well as some of the games that are taking place on the college gridiron as well this week. We've got that. Shofanaki is back to give us his picks this week, and we've just got a great show for you, and we are super excited to have you here during this holiday week. Again, we wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be back with Chef Tony from Butterball right after this.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
Hey, this is Jake the Snake Plumber, and you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here on this very special Thanksgiving-themed show. And when you think about Thanksgiving, you think about turkey. And when you think about turkey, only really one name comes to mind, and that's Butterball. And we are very excited to have the executive chef from Butterball, Chef Tony Sita, joining us on this week's Tailgate Radio.
Well, thank you, John, and welcome to all your listeners, too.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us. I know that it has to be extremely busy this time of year at the Butterball headquarters.
Right now, I mean, we are extremely busy. I mean, behind me, we've got approximately 25 people answering phone calls for all of our customers that are calling in and needing some guidance about how to prepare their Thanksgiving turkey.
You know, that Butterball hotline has become something of folklore. How did that get started originally?
It started about over 30 years ago, 1981. And it's all started, you know, that a few people called in, they had some questions, and then it just snowballed into where we are today. On Thanksgiving Day, we will answer around 12,000 calls, you know, on how to prepare turkey. And if we also help them out in some of their, you know, if there's some side items they need a little help out with, too, we'll give them a little hand there also. But it is, it's been really fun. And, you know, we get some great stories that we can tell. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, speaking of stories, in your estimation, how many Butterballs are consumed annually during the holiday season?
Well, that's kind of hard. You know, 80% of all the people in the United States celebrate Thanksgiving with the turkey. And out of that 80%, one out of every five turkeys,
one out of four
turkeys is a Butterball turkey. So, you know, numbers-wise, you know, that's way up there.
That is
way up there.
Is there a most traditional way to prepare a turkey at this time of year?
Oh, well, the traditional, you know, you go back to, you know, it's the roasting of the turkey, and it's just, you know, with stuffing or without stuffing. You know, and that's probably one of the most common ways that we get it. But, you know, when I serve turkey at house and at home, like I'll be going home tomorrow, and on Thursday, I will be serving one off a grill, one out of a deep fat fryer, and one prepared the traditional way. So I like turkey all different kinds of ways. So it's, and especially off the grill. You cannot beat it off of a grill.
Well, you know, you're talking to the right audience because we have folks that are out in parking lots that actually have family traditions celebrating out in the parking lot before their favorite football game. So what are some other unique ways that you've seen butterball turkeys prepared that has really been interesting to you and one of those ideas that you've taken from maybe the folks that are consuming the turkeys themselves?
Okay, I mean, you know, interesting question. One, you know, the popularity of a deep-fried turkey, everybody, you know, that's tried it really like it. But what I like to do with it, I will then take the turkey that I will inject it with the same ingredients that I would if it were going to be a deep-fried turkey, and then brush it with a little bit of oil, and then put the same rub, and then I'll roast that. So you'll get that same deep-fat fried flavor, but only with a little bit of smokiness that comes off of your grill. So that's one way that I like to do it. Spatchcock is another way that it's a great way of doing it. And I like to do that with smaller turkeys, right around 10 to 12-pound turkeys, where you split out the backbone, and then you roast that, you know, open onto your grill. I started out with a higher temperature, then drop it to around 325 degrees. And I like to cook it slow because it really, after I brown it off a little bit at a high temperature, and it really helps to tenderize it and really add some nice flavor to it. And then the other way that I like to do it, have you ever heard of porchetta?
I have not, no.
Okay, porchetta, it's taking a pork loin and they actually wrap it with the belly of the hog. Outstanding. And on a grill, it is unbelievable. But what I like to do with that is I prepare that same recipe using turkey, you know, and then I will then take that. The seasonings that are in there are like roasted fennel, fresh sage, fresh parsley, lots of garlic. I like a little lemon in it, and I make a paste out of this or a rub, and I rub that inside the turkey, and then you butterfly it and then roll it inside there, take the skin of it, wrap it around the breast, and then roast that. Absolutely unbelievable.
What time's dinner? I'm ready to come over now. That sounds unbelievable.
John, you're welcome at my home anytime you would like, without a problem.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the fact, something you brought up earlier, that deep frying has become very popular, and we see that a lot traveling around the country and going to different stadiums and NASCAR events and things like that. But I've always heard different ways to prepare, how long to leave it in the oil. Can you give us the definitive answer on how to best deep fry a turkey?
Okay, you know, one of the things that I like about deep fat fryer, not because I am with Butterball, but we have a deep fat fryer that we have. It's a Butterball turkey fryer. It's really great because it's safe, all right? But the only thing is it runs off of electricity. But, you know, you can place your turkey in there, and I can take and prepare a 12-pound, 14-pound turkey in between 45 minutes and an hour in this particular deep-fat fryer. But sometimes when you're out tailgating, too, you have some of the gas fryers. And it's the safety part of it is making sure that you follow the manufacturer's recommended procedures. Number one, there's a fill line in the deep-fat fryer, making sure you do not exceed that fill line with oil, because it will do, your turkeys will happen to boil over. The other thing, too, is to make sure that the turkey is as dry as possible, that you get getting out all that excess moisture, making sure it's totally defrosted. And then before it's lowered into the hot oil, you must turn off the flame, just in case if it boils over, because you take hot cooking oil and expose it to a flame, it will flare up and burn. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always turn it off, lower it in slowly into the oil, and then allowing it to cook. The temperature I like to cook is right around 350 degrees. And as I mentioned earlier, a 12 to 14 pound turkey will take right around 45 minutes to an hour, right inside, right in there. But the flavor that comes out of that turkey is absolutely fantastic.
Do you know where that originated from? Because the first time I had it was about a dozen years ago down in Louisiana. And I didn't know if it originated there or if there was any other history but behind how that deep frying took place.
I heard the same story. It's out of the Louisiana area when they come into the deep fat frying of turkey. That's actually one of the first places that I've enjoyed the turkey, too, was in Louisiana. So, I mean, but what a flavor. You know, that southern influence of frying foods. You know, and somebody probably just took it, dropped a turkey in there, and said automatically, boom, here I came out with a turkey in a relatively short period of time. And the flavor is unbelievable. And, you know, the Cajuns really like to spice things up. So they're, you know, the flavor that they inject the turkey with is phenomenal. And that rub that they put on it and allowing it to cook, you can't beat the flavor.
I'm here with Executive Chef with Butterball, Chef Tony Sita. And Tony, before we go, what are some tips or some little known tricks that you can tell our audience that will help enhance their Butterball experience this Thanksgiving?
One of the biggest, you know, questions that we have on the turkey talk line is how do I prevent my turkeys from becoming dry? And the biggest thing for that is the thermometer. And here again, when I roast a turkey, you know, I will then check it in two spots. In the thickest part of the thigh, and also the thickest part of the breast, just above the wing. And at the breast, I want to make sure I've got it to a temperature of 165 to 170. And in the thigh, I want to make sure it's about 180 degrees. Now, if we notice that the breast is starting to cook quickly and the thigh is not, what I do is I take a piece of foil and I'll make a tent out of it and I'll place it over the breast. And that will then help to slow down that cooking process of the breast so the temperature will equalize so I can get that 180 in the thigh and 165 to 170 in the breast. And that to me is that really helps to save a lot of dry turkeys. It makes it easier to carve, and the moisture content of the turkey is just outstanding.
Well, I can tell you, Chef, that I appreciate so much you taking time during this extremely busy time of year. I can hear the folks in the background on the hotline. It sounds like things are already kicked into full gear. And, you know, one of the things about Butterball is it's an American tradition. And we are so thankful that you took a few minutes out of your busy day to speak to us here at Tailgate Radio.
Well, John, I really want to thank you and all of your listeners. And if they have any problems, please call us at 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or they can contact us at butterball.com, and that will give you any kind of questions that they have. Earlier we had a question about deep fat frying. You can go on to butterball.com, and we actually have a video on how to deep fry the turkeys. So it will, you know, any question that you may have, we've got 30 years of experience, and we've cooked thousands of turkeys, and we could really help you out as much as we can.
Well, from everybody here at Tailgate Radio, we want to thank you and wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and enjoy that Butterball.
That's Executive Chef with Butterball, Chef Tony Sita. Thank you for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio. And folks, we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio on this very special Thanksgiving episode right after this.
Time is right to use a spud spot. Boiling spots make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud Spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The Spud Spike's, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating. Barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. You oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
Hey, everybody. It's the Grill Sergeant John Largent for Tailgate Radio, and I've got a great new product I want you to try. It's called Smarter Starter Fluid, the natural charcoal lighter fluid. You know, if you're like me, you don't like the taste of fuel on your charcoal grilled food. Smarter Starter Fluid is a novel formulation of agriculturally derived ingredients that lights barbecue charcoal grills quickly and won't leave bad tasting petrochemical fuel compounds on your food. Their ultra low toxicity formula presents virtually no risk of poisoning to children or pets. So why don't you do like I did? Try Smarter Starter Fluid for the best tasting, safest, and most convenient charcoal grilled foods you'll ever have. That's Smarter Starter Fluid, and you can find them online at www.smarterstarterfluid.com. And I'm very privileged this week to have on a very special guest. You may know his voice from King of the Hill's John Redcorn. He's also currently on NBC's Parks and Recreation. He is a Renaissance man, a musician. And what we're going to talk about mostly today is his love of grilling. And without any further ado, let me introduce Mr. Jonathan Joss.
Good morning, man. Good morning. That's right, man. I've got Redcorn's Rub All, man. You know, if you enjoy grilling as much as I enjoy grilling, you want to get the meat rub it. You, king of your grill.
Now, how in the world, and for those of you who don't know, can you give us a little background about how you've been involved in so many different things? Just give us a little background on your history.
You know what? I'm not good at any one thing, you know, so I have to do an array of things. So that kind of keeps me kind of busy. Real simple in a nutshell, I grew up in a small Mexican restaurant in San Antonio, Texas. My parents had a restaurant for over 40 years, and it really opened me up to all different kinds of all different types of activities. And being from Texas, man, I've got such a love for cooking. Anything that kind of brings a family together. You know, family. San Antonio is such a family-oriented city that everything you kind of do, you do around the nucleus of your family. So being a part of a cartoon which brings people together, which I'm just so privileged to be John Redcorn for so many years, and now being able to bring people to the dinner table is something that's really dear to my heart, man.
Now you were on King of the Hill for 11 seasons, is that correct?
Almost 12 seasons, yeah, man. I think I did close to like 40 episodes. So it was a really, really good run. And for me, man, I think it's one of the better native characters, you know, on television. Just because he was able to do so many things. You know, one being, you know, in a not so good relationship to forming a not so good band, to becoming a not-so-good father. I mean, it's so representational of what people are. You know, we all try to do our best, and sometimes our best isn't good enough. But, you know, number one, I have to give, you know, such big thanks to Greg Daniels and Mike Judge, who, you know, producers, creators of King of the Hill. They really allow the character to kind of break out of that mold, like you said, give that character an arc, make him a real person, make him, you know, his downfalls in life. But no, man, I got really lucky. I mean, when you work with a production company that really care about their characters, you know, King of the Hill is a show that I know that Kathy and I, Jimmy, once said on The Tonight Show is that it was one of the few shows on television where everybody was cool. You know, there wasn't one bad character. They all had flaws, but just because you have flaws doesn't make you a bad character. And the way they let John Redcorn have that kind of arc, you know, just so privileged to be on it. And now, you know, Greg Daniels is, you know, one of the creators of Parks and Recreation as well. So I'm so privileged to be on that show again with a character that I hope develops that type of arc that kind of takes us off out of being, you know, on horseback and, you know, without a bird on our head, which, you know,
Right, right. Well, so let's talk about your love for grilling. You mentioned that you grew up in a restaurant. So in the development of some of the of your products and the red, and we'll talk about where they can get those in just a minute, but are some of those tastes and some of those spices and you know the Cobb sprinkle, and are those representative of your family's tradition and taste that you grew up with?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. You know, San Antonio, our food in San Antonio is much different than Austin. It's much different than Dallas. I mean, you go 30 miles away from San Antonio, from the Alamo, and food's going to be different. Again, food just stirs up all those wonderful young memories of being up with my mom and my dad, you know, at the restaurant and stuff, and being able to bring that taste to the table. I've been privileged. I've been lucky enough to go all over the world. When I tell people, number one, that I'm Indian, and number two, I'm from Texas, there's so many misnomers about being from Texas and being native, you know. And one of the things that people ask me, you know, do you have your horse back? You know, do you need a truck? Do you have your gun? You know, all I can do is tell people that being from Texas is, you know, is the flavor. It, not just taste-wise, but just the essence of Texas. It's a flavor that stays in your mouth. It's a flavor that I enjoy sharing with my friends. So being able to take a spike, being able to take a grill rub that's made here in San Antonio by a great company, born and raised here in San Antonio, I'm able to tell people, you know, through taste buds, what it's like to be a Texan. You know, give me a recipe, I'll do a Texas two-step on it, and we'll improve it.
Everything about these has your signature all over. This isn't just something you attached your name to. You are actually involved in the tasting, the testing, the packaging. I mean, this is something that you have really embraced and really, you know, this has become something that is synonymous with you.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, and being able to work with such a great company here in San Antonio that gives me the privilege and that shares their, I guess, their master craft with me and help me develop, you know, the taste of San Antonio, the taste of Texas, and also the taste of, you know, of John Redcorn and this whole idea of making things cultural and fun and kind of unite things. You know, because I very seldom do I see people fighting over a dinner table. Because, you know, acting work is so hard, man. You get turned down every day. But to be able to be attached to a product that's always constant, that's always good, that's always giving, for an actor, man, you know, it's a blessing.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. Or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. Did you have any difficulty, or was there any hesitation, you know, having the ability to use the name Redcorn and King of the Grill from the producers of the show? And how was that process?
You know what? I like calling it my Columbus approach, which basically means I discovered it. Therefore, I have leeway. No, I'm kidding. You know what? I have worked really closely with the people on my team to make it not John Redcorn, not make it King of the Hill. So we're walking that fine line. It's the branding of Redcorn, two separate words. So we're walking that fine line, you know. You see it a lot in life. You see it, you know, at your marketplace where you almost get that name brand item.
Right.
But it's just close enough. So, you know, Redcorn's Rub All, King of the Grill, you know,
those are public domain words, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what they say. That's what they say. As long as it's, you know, it's red and it's corn, you should not have a problem. But I look at it this way, man. If I'm stepping on any toes, that kind of means that I'm doing the right thing.
Now, tell us about some of your product lines. Tailgating has really become almost like what you talked about earlier, where people sit down as a family and spend time together and have that ability to just have that fellowship, I guess, with each other. And it's very much the same thing in the parking lot with coworkers, with family, with folks you went to college with or school with.
There you go, man. You know what? I take a real old-fashioned native approach to things. Simplicity. When you're packing up that car, when you're getting ready to go out and pack that truck up and getting ready to do your tailgate, you want to make it simple. And the red corn's king of the grill, rub all, and red corn's wild game, rub all, keeps it simple. You got one simple spice for your meats. You got one simple spice that you can add to condiments. My rub all, which I love using on red meats and burgers, I use it as a rub. I use it as an ingredient that you add directly into, say, your hamburger meat. You can add my rub all into like a little bit of mayonnaise with a touch of ketchup and make this great, great, awesome sauce. You can take my wild game rub, and I call it wild game, but you know what? I've seen some chicken and I've seen some shrimp that are pretty wild. So I kind of put that on my seafood as well, and I also use it on my vegetables as well. It's a simple one-step process to give your tailgate that one, two-step punch and bring yourself to the table and be able to call yourself king of your grill.
Where in the world can we pick this stuff up? Where can we order your products?
You know, one thing about I love about social media is, again, is keeping it simple. I like meeting the people that buy my products. Best way to get a hold of it is hit me up on Facebook, Jonathan Joss. Friend me on Facebook. We'll become friends, and I'll introduce you to Red Corn's King of the Grill and to Red Corn's Rub All Wild Game.
All right, folks, this is time for Funaki's Top 5 for this very special Thanksgiving episode of Tailgate Radio. Welcome in, Mr. Funaki.
Thank you so much.
We've got a big Thanksgiving. You know, there used to be only two games on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now we've got three NFL games, I think two or three college games. So Thanksgiving is becoming football day.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I'm not here, but I love it.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be going on a tour of Japan. Yes, you're leaving, sir. Thanksgiving Day, right?
Yes, sir.
All well, good luck to that.
Thank you so much.
Now, you're this is, just so the listeners know out there, this is your 21st year in the world of professional wrestling. And you've been to just about every continent, haven't you? You've traveled all around the world.
Yes, sir.
And you're going back home to spend a little time over the holidays.
Yes, and I have a couple matches over there.
So yes. You're going to be staying, work and pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Over the holidays, working, having matches, having a little downtime too. So we're excited that you're going to get some rest and relaxation back in your home country.
Thank you so much.
But before you leave, we got to take care of some business.
Yes. Exactly.
First of all, let's talk about this week's Funaki Top 5. Who you got coming in at number 5 this week?
Number 5, I have to pick the Broncos.
The Broncos have been in your top 5 all season. They've been right in different positions. Now right, they're at the very tail end of your top 5, but they're there at number 5.
Right, but I think a couple weeks ago, they lost, I forgot that team, like a shut down. Rams?
Yep, St. Louis was Rams. It? Mm-hmm.
I saw that pin offense.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
I think it's a long season, mm-hmm, and I think come playoff time, Peyton's going to, you know, put his helmet on and get down to business. So, most teams, mm-hmm, you know,
have their ups and it's just a long season, and they have digressed. You know, they're not as good as they were playing earlier in the year, but I think if they can find their stride in the next few weeks going into the playoff, they should be fine.
I saw, you know, Rams defense, you know, safety, two safety in, you know, deep, four linebackers.
Yeah.
So, wow. That's,
they shut them down.
Shut them down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. You got the Broncos at number five. Number four, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
No Nick Foles. You're a believer in Mark Sanchez.
But we, you know, we beat, I think 2 weeks ago.
Oh, the Packers?
Yes.
We is the Packers, for those of you listening for the first time. He is a huge Green Bay Packer fan. So
yes.
Anytime he says we, he's talking about the Packers.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we beat Eagles bad.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly.
53-20?
Yep.
Yes. I saw Mark Sanchez that game. Still, you know, that, you know, Eagles offense kind of quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
And when we talk about this week's games, there's a big Thanksgiving Day game that involves the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out what they're made of. Your number three team is the team they're going to face.
Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. And they had a big win on Sunday night against the New York Giants. The Giants aren't that good, but it's always a divisional game, and they're a big rivalry.
Right.
And for them to pull that out on the road in New York, hey, this might be their year to do something.
Wow.
After being mediocre for the last few years.
Always, I'm curious about Tony Romo.
Yeah.
But actually, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he actually pulled that game out, and the defense played pretty well. And Dez Bryant is starting to, I think, for the first time in his career, starting to look like a franchise player.
Right.
And so we'll see what happens on Thanksgiving Day. Right. Number two, a little bit of a surprise here that you kept him at number two, but.
I picked Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. They're coming off a loss to Seattle, but you still think that they've got the goods to stay up there at number two.
Still, you know, number is, you know, 9-2.
Mm-hmm.
That number is, same as the Patriots.
Yep.
And
speaking of the Patriots, interesting week this week.
Right.
You've got two number one teams that just so happen to be playing each other this weekend.
Right.
So you've got the New England Patriots
and
the beloved Packers. And I think those are spot on. I think those are the two best teams in the league right now.
Right. I think now I just put the real, real number one now.
Yeah.
You know, Packers.
The Packers are the real number one, and so are the Patriots.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So let's recap your top five. We've got the Broncos at number five, the Philadelphia Eagles coming in at number four, the Dallas Cowboys at number three, the Arizona Cardinals at number two, and your co-number one teams are the New England Patriots and your Green Bay Packers. So let's jump right into Thursday's games, because as this show is downloaded, it's Tuesday, so we're still a couple of days away from the Thursday three games on Thanksgiving.
I wish I'm here.
You're going to be on a plane.
Right.
You're going to be on a plane the whole time. You're going to miss every one of them.
Right.
I'll text you the email. I'll text you the results.
Thank you so much.
All right. So the early game on Thursday is always a traditional first game. It's the Detroit Lions taking on the Chicago Bears. And obviously that game's always in Detroit. The 5-6 Bears against the 7-4 Lions.
Divisional.
Divisional game. Big game.
Wow. But you know what?
And a rivalry game.
Yes.
Big rivals.
You know, three Thanksgiving days football game. All three games is divisional. Divisional.
That's right.
Wow. But, you know, I had to pick Lions, actually.
Yeah. They've gotten worse the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. They haven't looked as sharp as they did earlier in the season.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears upset them in Detroit, but I think that's a pretty good pick to go with the Lions at home on Thanksgiving.
Right.
They've got a good record there.
Right.
All right, the second game on Thanksgiving Day is another big divisional game. Yes. It's the Philadelphia Eagles at 8-3 taking on the Dallas Cowboys 8-3 at Jerry World, 3:30 on Fox. And what are your thoughts on that?
Why not? I have to pick Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You think they're on a roll? You think they're real?
I think real.
Okay.
At house, their house. Yeah. So, wow.
You know they're the only team in the NFL this season to be undefeated on the road. Mm-hmm. All three of their losses have been at home.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. They're the only team in the league.
Really?
Wow. So, it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. this is for the – this is kind of like in your business. This is for the belt for the NFC East. Mm-hmm. Who's going to take the lead? Who's going to take control of that division? And it's a two-team race. Right. And so they're, I think they've got a, they both have a lot to play for this week.
Yes. Eagles is in first place mm-hmm. for NFC East.
Yep.
Yes. Wow. Right. Yeah.
All right. So you picked the Cowboys on that one. And the nightcap mm-hmm. is going to be the 7-4 Seattle Seahawks right. taking on the 7-4 San Francisco 49ers mm-hmm. on NBC Sunday night or Thursday night football.
Yes.
That's another big matchup because that's going to be the team that is nipping on the heels. Mm-hmm. You know, in all intents and purposes, the winner of this game is going to knock out that third team. That could be a deciding factor for whether one of these teams gets in the playoffs or not.
Mm-hmm. But I saw Seahawks last week. Against Cardinals.
Right.
Wow, they actually...
They shut them down.
Yes, they couldn't get touchdown.
Right.
Just only one
field goal. Yep.
They came up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think...
Drew Stanton?
Yes. Right? No, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think they lost.
Right. Right.
Then I saw that ESPN, somebody said that.
Yeah.
Seahawks.
Drew Stanton's not Colin Kaepernick, though. Mm-hmm. Two different types of quarterbacks. Right. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But who do you have in that game?
Yeah, 49ers.
You got the 49ers. Okay. So your mm-hmm. Thanksgiving trifecta is the Lions, the Cowboys, 49ers. All home teams are going to win on Thanksgiving Day and bring home the Thanksgiving turkey to their fans on Thanksgiving Day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at the other games that we have going on the rest of the week. The Sunday night, let's take a step back. Let's look at the 9-2 Cardinals taking on the 4-7 NFC South leading Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. What do you think about that? The NFC South is just a bad division this year.
Right. Falcons, 4-7, still first place of NFC South.
And if they win that division, they're actually going to host a playoff game with a losing record. Yeah. Most people are thinking they're going to go 6-10 and still be in the playoffs.
Wow.
Crazy.
How about that? But, I think... No doubt, Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cardinals look good. They're going to continue to roll their way to the NFC West Division Championship. Let's look at the Chargers, 7-4, going to Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens at Baltimore.
Last Monday Night Football, Ravens,
They beat the hell out of
the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints are done this year.
Right.
We saw. That was not the same team that showed up the last 3 weeks.
That game was so upset.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about
the Packers game.
Packers
Okay, so yes, you've got the Ravens in Baltimore.
Yes.
All right, so the big Sunday game. Your two number one teams, New England Patriots and your Green Bay Packers at the frozen tundra. I don't think it's going to be frozen, but it's going to be cold up there at Lambeau Field. The big question, who do you have?
No doubt. I have to pick Packers.
And let me just say this, folks. We don't have a TV camera in here, but it was a stupid question. I'm sitting here looking at Mr. Funaki. Green Bay Packer shorts, Green Bay Packer shirt, Green Bay Packer hat. Green Bay Packer iPhone, Green Bay Packer bag, everything Green Bay Packers. So that was a dumb question, but I have to go through the motion anyway. And I actually think this is a regular season Super Bowl.
Right. Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Going to be a fun game to watch. Yes, I wish you could watch it. You're going to be on a plane.
But, you know, well, yes. But I find out that in Japan, I think a couple days delayed.
Yeah.
But
oh, okay. So they'll show it delayed. Yes. Okay. So you don't want me to text you with the results.
But please let me know.
Okay. I'll call you on FaceTime on your iPhone. Let
Thanks,
you know.
Sir.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. And wrapping up the week, Sunday night, the 8-3 Denver Broncos take on the 7-4 Kansas City Chiefs.
Also, big divisional.
Big divisional game.
Wow.
Big rivalry.
Right. But you know what? At the Chiefs, I mean, Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
home,
mm-hmm.
they're home, but I think of Broncos. Now, I think of Peyton kind of, you know, wake up.
Pissed off, maybe. Yes, angry that they've kind of... I agree. And I think to go into Kansas City, that's a tough place to win on the road. But it's, as you said, it's a divisional game. And, you know, that competitive nature is going to come back. That's a toss-up to me. I don't know which one is going to win that, actually. It's going to be a great game to watch.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to it. Well, Finocchio, I want to tell you, from everybody here at Tailgate Radio, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving.
Wow, thank you so much.
Safe travels to Japan.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the best there. And when you get back, it'll just about be playoff time. So we'll have a better idea. We're going to kind of freeze your picks there.
Right.
And
wow.
When you come back, we'll. Uh-huh. But your record's, I think it's 32-19 and one.
One.
Yeah, you got that one tie.
Wow.
So, folks, that is Finocchio's top five and his picks for this week. And we will be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Indeed.
Well, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's very special Thanksgiving episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to once again thank Chef Tony Sita, the executive chef for Butterball, for coming in and talking to us about how to make your Thanksgiving turkey the very best it can be for you and your family during this very special holiday season. I don't know if you could hear during the interview, but there were tons of people in the background picking up the phone and answering the Butterball turkey hotline. And as he said, 1-800-BUTTERBALL, and you can call them too if you have any last-minute questions. And also jump over to their website at butterball.com, and there are videos about how to prepare your turkey in various ways, including deep frying like we were talking about during the interview. Also want to thank Show Finocchio for coming in and giving us his fearless Finocchio Top 5 as well as his Thanksgiving weekend predictions for the games this week, and I want to wish him safe travels back to the land of the rising sun, Japan, as he goes and celebrates over 20 years in the world of sports entertainment and continues to entertain crowds all over the world. I think we had a conversation at one point. He has entertained live over 30 million fans during his career, traveling the globe for World Wrestling Entertainment, and he continues that tradition of entertaining folks in the world of pro wrestling over in Japan, and we wish him the best over the next few weeks while he's over there. Also want to remind you to always check out what we've got going on over at Tailgate Radio at www.tailgateradio.com. You can always follow us at Twitter at Tailgate Radio, and you can find us and listen to us in great destinations like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, over at our website. We just thank you for your continued support of the show, and want to thank our sponsors. You know, this is the Thanksgiving episode of Tailgate Radio, so we could not do this show in any way, shape, or form without our great sponsors that help keep our show free. So I want to give a very special shout out to the folks over at King Controls, home of the Tailgater. If you ever find yourself out in a parking lot and need to watch that game, get your own Tailgater portable satellite system and never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. So go over to King Controls, that's King like royalty, kingcontrols.com, or to find a retailer near you, or go to getyourtailgater.com to purchase your own Tailgater online. So a big shout out to the folks over at King Controls. We also want to thank the folks over at Harry's.com. Harry's is a great sponsor for us, and we really appreciate them, especially during the holidays. And you can continue to get that $5 off your first order from Harry's by using the coupon code TAILGATE. So go to Harry's.com, check out their products. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this is absolutely true. You're never going to have a better shaving experience than you do with Harry's products. And that's coming from somebody that has not given his shaving experience much thought over the last years until I got my first order from Harry's. And it is absolutely the very best shaving experience you can have. And it's something that I look forward to getting in the mail now, delivered to me. And I actually ordered another kit for my son that's just turning old enough to shave. And we're going to continue to be Harry's customers for a long time. So go to Harry's.com and again, enter that coupon code TAILGATE to get $5 off your first order. And I can assure you, you are not going to be disappointed with your experience with Harry's.com. And it's still the month of Movember for just a few more days. So support them, and they're supporting great men's health causes. And so thankful to have them on as sponsors of the show. And also the good folks over at Cards Against Humanity. And you can take advantage of their $15 order offer for the holidays, the 10 days of Kwanzaa or something like that. And and they will they'll hook you up with some mystery gifts over those days. And just go over to holidaybullshit.com. And I love that that website URL. That's holidaybullshit.com. And take care of that as well by typing in Tailgate Radio. So again, for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, I want to give a big shout out and thanks to our entire crew. Bill Trevor, always exciting to talk to him, and just a great guy. And check out his company if you ever get a chance, Web Smart Advisors. And he is a driving force of Tailgate Radio, and Bill Trevor is one of the class guys in the world as far as I'm concerned. And just a great partner to have working with us here at Tailgate Radio. Also, Jen, Michael, Nick, Cade, Ken Shofanaki, Ashley in the Weather Center out there in Bowling Green, Kentucky, bringing it all to us each and every week. Except this week, she's already started the holidays. So no Ashley this week, but she'll be back busier than ever next week. And so we've got so many people to be thankful for. And most of all, we are thankful for you, our listening audience for Tailgate Radio. We fully expect to break 100,000 weekly downloads by the end of football season. And we've got some great stuff happening this fall. We've got Tailgate Training Camp that's going to be taking place. And just so you know, coming up in January, we're going to be out at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas. We're going to be interviewing companies and celebrities and people out there that are participating in that big event. And I bet you didn't even know there was a tailgate show where all the greatest products in the world of tailgating all converge in one place. Well, we're going to be there. And it's in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And we're super excited about that. We'll bring you more details as that gets a little closer. We also hope to be on Radio Row this year at the Super Bowl. And if we make it, great. If we don't, that's okay too, because we'll still talk about all the great things happening Super Bowl week. And then we roll right in to the spring. The Daytona 500's not that far away. Baseball is going to be kicking off or throwing out the first pitch. Still got football on the mind, folks. As well as a concert series that we're going to be talking about this summer as well. So just because football season is starting to make its way toward the playoffs and the national championship doesn't mean that Tailgate Radio is going anywhere, because we have some really cool stuff happening
later on into 2015, and we hope you're a part of that and hope you jump along for the ride, because it's going to be fun, and we're just so excited to be part of your listening queue. You know, there's a study that says once you start listening to podcasts, you don't go back to terrestrial radio, because you've got it on demand when you want it, when it's convenient for you, and when it's most applicable. So we get feedback and email and text and Twitter all the time from folks that are on their way to the stadium listening to the show, getting pumped up. And we hope this week you'll listen to us before you cook that Thanksgiving turkey and take some great tips from our guest this week, Chef Tony Sita from Butterball. And so we love to hear from you. We love your ideas. We love to get that feedback from you. And it's something that we thrive on, and we hope we can continue to make this show better. So for everybody here, everybody that's listening, and all the folks that make this show happen each and every week, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and wish you and your family a very safe, healthy, and fun Thanksgiving. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you, or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.